الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Fortunate Believers in which we are discussing those blessed verses wherein Allah Azza wa Jal, our Creator, our Lord, Allah Jalla wa Ala, has addressed the believers with the words, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. O believers, O those who believe. And inshallah, in this episode, we'll be mentioning another verse which begins with Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. But to begin, a fadila, an excellence of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now every believer realizes and understands that on the Day of Judgment, if he is given the opportunity to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is a great honor indeed. And we're told in one narration that the most closest person to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be the one who recited the most salat upon him. Think about that for a moment. You only have this life. How long will it last? We don't know. Nobody is guaranteed to see 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. So take advantage of the present and send salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, when you send abundant salat upon him alayhi salatu wasalam, what will be the natija, the outcome? You will be close to the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. May Allah jalla wa ala give us all tawfiq to recite peace and blessings upon the beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance to attain closeness to him on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the verse that I will recite and then mention its translation is in Surah Ahzab, verse 41. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Translation: O believers, remember Allah abundantly. Subhanallah. Now, in this verse, we are told to do the dhikr of Allah abundantly. Remember Allah abundantly. But what does this entail? Now, in the tafsir of this verse, in Ruhul Bayan, it states that the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal includes reciting kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah. It includes praising Allah Almighty by saying alhamdulillah, for example. And we will discuss later on why we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the need to praise our Creator Allah Azza wa Jal and to glorify Him. Another meaning of dhikr is that whether it's morning or night, whether it's the summer season or the winter season, in all states, at all times, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you're on land, whether you're on sea, whether you're on steady ground, whether you're on mountains, in all states, in every condition, do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when you're ill, remember Allah. When you are healthy, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're suffering from poverty, do the dhikr of Allah. If you have been granted wealth in abundance, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're amongst people, remember Allah azza wa jal. If you're alone, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all states, remember your Creator, your Cherisher. When you're sitting down, remember Allah. When you're lying down, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in all situations, remember Allah azza wa jal. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping Him sincerely. Yes, in the Quran we have, وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Allah jalla wa ala says, and establish the prayer for my remembrance. So salah, this is a form of remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. So perform ibadah with sincerity. This is doing dhikr. Similarly, avoid sins. Avoid bad actions that earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that lead to the disobedience of Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is also dhikr. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the countless blessings that He has bestowed upon you. When you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting you life, for granting you wealth, the ability to breathe, to eat, all these luxuries that we're drowned in, all these blessings that we have, and we at times are heedless of them. We ignore them. And we're always looking at other people. I haven't got this and I haven't got that. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings that He has given you. And another way of doing the dhikr of Allah is by being patient over calamities. Now, moving on, I would like to discuss the different types of dhikr that the ulama have mentioned in their books. So we have one type of dhikr that is commonly known. Whenever we say the word dhikr, people automatically assume this type of dhikr, this form of dhikr. Dhikr bil lisan, dhikr with the tongue. Now, how do you do dhikr with the tongue? Dhikr with the tongue is by reciting kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And there are many fadail of reciting La ilaha illallah. Man qala La ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever recites La ilaha illallah, he will enter paradise. Man kana akhiru kalamihi La ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whoever utters La ilaha illallah as his final words, meaning before he departs from the world, he will enter Jannah. And like this, there are so many fadail of reciting La ilaha illallah. And then reciting Alhamdulillah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And in the hadith we have أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The greatest dua is Alhamdulillah. Recite Subhanallah. Proclaim the purity of Allah Azza wa Jal. And like this, this is dhikr bil lisan. When you recite the Quran, this is also dhikr. One name of the Quran is dhikr. So reciting the Quran is itself dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah, we have various accounts of the aslaf, sahaba, our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting Qur'an in abundance. But what is our connection with the Qur'an like? So dhikr bil lisan also entails speaking good, enjoining the good, forbidding evil. So amrun bil ma'roof wa nahyun anil munkar. This is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you praise the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you recite salat upon him, when you recite qasa'id, qasida burda sharif, and other Na'at poetry written in praise of the beloved alayhi salam, you're doing the dhikr of Allah. Why? Because the hadith sharif states, dhikruka dhikri. Allah Jalla wa Ala said that your dhikr, O beloved, is my dhikr. Whoever mentions you has mentioned me. This of course shows the rank of the Prophet alayhi salam in the court of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So these are all forms of dhikr. When a person delivers a lecture in the masjid or anywhere else, an Islamic lecture, this is also dhikr. So this was dhikr bil lisan. Then we have dhikr bil arkan. Now, dhikr bil arkan, this is dhikr with the limbs, various types of limbs. When we walk towards the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we use our feet and walk towards the house of Allah jalla wa ala, this is also a form of dhikr. When we prevent batil, falsehood, with our hand, this is also dhikr. When we give sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using our hands, this is a form of dhikr. So dhikr with the body parts, and refraining from sin, meaning not using your body parts to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not using the limbs that Allah has bestowed upon you to earn His displeasure. This is dhikr. And then we have dhikr bil qalb, dhikr of the heart, where you're contemplating over the blessings of Allah. You're contemplating over the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. How perfectly Allah Jalla wa Ala created this universe. Meaning He was the only one who could have done this. Contemplating over the life He has given you. He's made you a Muslim. Allah Jalla wa Ala made you from the Ummah of the beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has granted you provisions, sustenance, family, offspring, so many bounties. And when we contemplate over that using the heart, this is dhikr bil qalb. So these were types of dhikr. Moving on, I would like to discuss some ahadith narrations, mention them, wherein the fadila of those gatherings in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered are mentioned. Now, in this worldly life, we should always incline ourselves towards those gatherings in which our Lord is remembered. Because if we're not doing so, then shaitan and nafs are with us. We may end up in gatherings where there is disobedience taking place. the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is not being done. So listen to some narrations for your encouragement. In Sahih Muslim, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an and Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala both report that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a group assemble for the remembrance of Allah, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surround them with their wings. The mercy of Allah envelops them. Tranquility descends upon them. And Allah makes mention of them before those who are near Him. So in one narration, we're told about the many excellences of dhikrullah. What happens? The blessed angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'soom angels who never sin. They never sin, they only do what Allah commands them to do. And they are a nuri makhluq, they're made of light. They are in that gathering where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. And they surround that gathering with their wings. The mercy of Allah envelops that gathering, subhanallah. Tranquility descends. And what did it say? Allah Jalla wa Ala remembers them before those who are close to Him, the muqarrabeen. Imagine that. Our Lord is remembering us when we do dhikr of Him Jalla wa Ala. Can you get anything greater than that? Another hadith, this is found in Tirmidhi. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Should I not inform you of such excellent actions that are the purest in the court of Allah Almighty and elevate your ranks immensely and are better for you than donating gold and silver and better for you than fighting the enemy and better than them martyring you?" The Honorable Companions radiallahu anhum replied, "Yes," meaning do tell us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He alayhi salam said, "That deed is remembering Allah Almighty." So in this narration, again, so many fadail mentioned. That the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purest of all actions in the court of Allah Jalla wa Ala. It elevates your ranks immensely. It's better for you than donating gold and silver. Someone might say, "I don't have gold and silver to donate. I'm struggling myself." But here we're told, greater than donating gold and silver in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And then fighting the enemy. And even being martyred in battle. Greater than that is doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So why don't we take time out? Why don't we be serious in this regard? Have a tasbih with you all the time. Recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, la ilaha illallah. Read Islamic literature. Go to the masjid to offer salah. As I mentioned, these are all forms of dhikr. Contemplate with the heart upon the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah jalla wa ala. Ponder upon the creation of Allah, the greatness of the creation, how perfect it is. This is dhikrullah azza wa jal. Busy your limbs, your body parts in good actions. This is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refrain from sinning using these limbs. This is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these virtues mentioned in the hadith are for you if you mention Allah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith, this is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Sayyiduna Ma'ath radiallahu ta'ala has said that a man asked the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, "Who among the warriors is the greatest in terms of reward?" The Prophet alayhi salam replied, "The one who remembers Allah Almighty the most amongst them." He asked, "Whose reward is the greatest amongst the fasting people?" The Prophet ﷺ replied, "The reward of those among them who remember Allah Almighty frequently." Allahu Akbar. Then he kept asking about those who offer salah, pay zakah, perform hajj, and give sadaqah. So the Holy Prophet ﷺ continued answering in the same way, meaning he kept saying the same thing, that the reward of the one who remembers Allah Almighty the most is the greatest. And then eventually Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was present. He said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that, "O Abu Hafs," that's the kunya of Sayyidina Umar, "O Abu Hafs, those who remember Allah Almighty have carried away all the goodness. They have attained all the goodness." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Yes," meaning yes, they have attained all the goodness. They have taken all the goodness. So again, highlighting the importance, the greatness, the virtue and excellence of remembering Allah Almighty. In a world where our hearts, our minds are occupied in useless things, we get stressed over minute things, we are worried about rizq, we are worried about family, we are worried about friends, we are worried about our job, we are worried about so many things. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? How do you remove that worry? How do you grant solace to the heart, the comfort to the heart? By doing the dhikr of Allah. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who believed and whose hearts became content, satisfied with the dhikr of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Verily, take heed. Hearts find solace in the dhikr of Allah. In the dhikr of Allah do hearts find comfort and peace. Where are we running to? Where are we going for this peace? Where are we going to try and find this comfort and solace? This serenity, this tranquility, this sakina. Where are we heading? We are forgetting and are negligent of the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is only the dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala that will bring you peace and contentment. And this is seen many times. When a person is distressed, when a person is worried, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he starts practicing the deen. And that's when his worry is alleviated. But then shaitan and nafs are with us. If our problems are removed, then once again, sometimes we fall back into error. We need to be steadfast and consistent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What does the ayah of the Quran say? اُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah abundantly. Not just a few times, not just here and there. And we heard in the beginning, morning, night, ease, difficulty, land, sea, in a gathering, alone, sitting, lying, in every state, in every condition, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the formula to success. This is how we will gain the closeness of Allah azza wa jal. And towards the end, I would like to just mention 40 blessings that the ulama have compiled in relation to dhikr. The one who does dhikr will attain these 40 things, inshaAllah. Number one, remembering Allah Almighty is a means of attaining His pleasure. Yes, you will please Allah by remembering Him. Number two, by virtue of dhikr, closeness to Allah Almighty is achieved. You will gain the qurbah of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Number three, the doors to divine cognizance, meaning recognition, are opened. A person gains more ma'rifah of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number four, Allah Almighty remembers the one who performs dhikr. And we heard this hadith before. Number five, it leads to salvation from the punishment of Allah Almighty. The dhakireen will be saved from punishment. Number six, it is a barrier between a slave and hellfire. Number seven, the one who performs dhikr remains protected from regret and remorse on the day of judgment. Number eight, he himself is privileged and the one sitting in his company is also honored with blessings. Meaning the one doing dhikr, he's blessed. And the one sitting with the one who is doing dhikr, he's also gaining blessings. Subhanallah. Number nine, performing dhikr in abundance ensures safety from wretchedness, from evil. Number 10, the bondsman who performs dhikr in abundance will be granted a superior and elevated rank in the court of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. Number 11, dhikr leads to tranquility descending, mercy enveloping the dhakirin. We heard this in the hadith before. Number 12, it erases sins and shortcomings. Number 13, by virtue of remembering Allah Almighty, the nafs, the ego of a slave, remains safe from shaitan and shaitan runs away from him. We want shaitan to distance himself from us. Do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 14, the tongue remains safe from backbiting. When you do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not sinning. You're refraining from sinning. You're staying away from sinning. So the more dhikr we do, the more we will refrain from misusing our tongue. We'll be safe from backbiting, tail-bearing, lying, and vulgar speech. Number 15, speech which consists of the dhikr of Allah is beneficial for the slave. Dhikr will be light in the world, in the grave, and in the plane of resurrection for the one performing it. That was number 16. Number 17, dhikr eliminates sadness and grief from the heart. This is a great way of curing stress, depression, and worry. Number 18 is a cause of joy and delight for the heart. Number 19, it is a cause of the liveliness of the heart. Number 20, it strengthens the heart and body. Number 21, it brightens the face and the heart. Number 22, it is food for the heart and soul. Nourishment, subhanallah. Number 23, it removes the rust of the heart. Our hearts become rusty when we sin, when we disobey. Dhikrullah Azza wa Jalla removes that rust. Number 24, it eliminates the hardness of the heart. Number 25, it is a cause for sick hearts to be cured. Number 26, the one who performs dhikr is like the one who is alive, and the one who does not is like the one who has died, the living and the dead. This is the comparison given in the narration. Number 27, dhikr is an easy and superior worship. Number 28, by performing dhikr, help is attained in obeying Allah Almighty. Number 29, difficulties are erased and constraints are relieved. Number 30, the angels seek forgiveness for the one who performs dhikr. Number 31, the gatherings of dhikr are the gatherings of the angels, subhanallah. Number 32, Allah Almighty shows pride to the angels regarding those who perform dhikr. Number 33, the one who performs dhikr in abundance cannot become a hypocrite. Number 34, dhikr drives away the fear of creation from the hearts of the slaves. Number 35, dhikr is the foundation of gratitude, subhanallah. Number 36, dhikr is a cause of gaining sustenance. You do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will grant you provisions and sustenance. Number 37, the one who remains engaged in dhikr gains more bounties from Allah Azza wa Jal than those who ask Him for the bounties. They only ask, but they don't do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 38, performing dhikr in abundance is a cause of prosperity and success. Number 39, the one who always performs dhikr will enter paradise. Subhanallah. And number 40, the circles of dhikr are the gardens of paradise in the world. Allahu Akbar. These are 40 blessings. The reality is this. We are living now. We are in this world. We are enjoying blessings. We must do dhikr. We want to safeguard ourselves, our family members, our children. We want to safeguard our iman, our sustenance, our health, our well-being. We want to refrain from sins. All of these things you just heard. How do you achieve that? By doing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this was just a brief look into this ayah that all believers remember Allah abundantly. We conclude and pray, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make us all from the dhakirin. Those who mention you abundantly, those who take time out, those who do not waste their time in useless activities, rather those who spend their times doing the dhikr of Allah in abundance, showing their love for the Creator Jalla wa Ala. And the more you praise Allah Almighty, the more you do His dhikr, the more you show gratitude, inshallah, the more blessings you will attain. May Allah Jalla wa Ala enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.